This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi guys, how are we all? Have the cheerleaders arrived?
Different energy, Emma. What's going on?
I don't know. Felt like being a bit funky. Felt like being a bit of a weirdo. Are you sick of me?
Leave it there. Leave it there. That's the podcast intro. Goodbye.
He's sick of me, lads. And I love just, annoying him.
It's so not
I,
annoying.
I, see, I have him all to myself
it's
now.
It's not annoying.
So I have to up the bullying because I'm a solo bully now.
Do you think that's bullying?
But just annoying.
Because it's
freaking you out.
It's not freaking me out. It's making me cringe.
Being a bit
cringe.
Weird.
I want to die.
I can't remember what it was that you said a couple of weeks back where it was like a saying that you thought everyone said. But it was.
Oh, yes. It was Dave and Bean.
Dave and Bean.
Dave and Bean.
That was me and Ursula's thing. My friend Jerry used to always say, like, Callum and Bean. Yeah.
Sometimes, though, Emma, your quirkiness will come out and we're kind of like not ready for it.
Yeah, true.
And like,
because I'm more straight a lot of the time and boring.
But no, you're not boring.
It's just like, Dave and Bean.
But sometimes you'll say something and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? Because you can be very straight and narrow. Mm. But it's like, you know, when you're around your boyfriend or your girlfriend and like as soon as I'm around Pippa and I'm like, and I'm a little bit giddy. Oh my God.
She gets it.
Yeah, she's just like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, I was a freak with Jack the other day.
You seem like a man that would tickle people.
No, I told Jack. Because I don't want people to do it to me.
I told Jack the only way we were allowed to walk around the house is by dancing for a while yesterday, the other day, and it was so funny. I kept Irish dancing around. It was funny.
See, when you put rules in, that's when I go, no. How dare you?
No, but it's funny. You're like, come on, for the next few minutes, I'll just dance around. And then I'd be like, waltz me through the kitchen.
Our boss, Nick, is off at the minute. He's off today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That was a weird way to say the days of the week. Just because of childcare issues. But he's living the unemployed life. And he just messaged me there saying, I think I'm going to quit to be a stay-at-home dad. I'm loving early morning gym stuff and bougie coffee shops. So he's waking up a little later, taking the kids to school. So it's his wife's mum who would normally like look after the kids during the day or whatever and take them to school.
Fair play to her.
And whatnot, but she's out all week. So Nick was like, oh, I'll do the childcare stuff this week. But he's obviously waking up a bit later, taking the kids to school, then going to the gym. Then he's getting a coffee after the gym, then going home and just doing nothing.
That's his dream life.
Like that.
That's my dream life.
That's just, it's like, imagine if you could just be paid to live.
Nick the little yummy mummy.
I say he's such a yummy mummy at the school gate, you reckon? I bet you if it's up to him, they're late every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nick would, like, it's like, oh, I don't think you have to go to school today.
He just wants to hang out with them.
Yeah. He just, his little.
I felt like a bit of a cool parent yesterday, even though they weren't mine. My friend brought over her two kids for the evening, and I'd said, oh, sure, I'll do dinner. What's the kids want? And she was like, ah, something easy kind of a thing. And then I just realised I wasn't arsed going to the shops. When they arrived, I was like, guys, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get McDonald's.
Oh my God, you are the coolest.
The one word that will send any kids into
mania. They sat out the window waiting for the delivery driver, just staring out. And then the quote when they got home, because when they came over, they hung out with the dog, got McDonald's, and then we did some drawings and colouring and chatting. And they all night were, that was the best Monday ever, Mom! When can we go back to Emma's?
Are they from Dublin or are they?
They're Terranure, yeah.
I was going to say, I can't imagine, like, imagine a child living in the country and then getting a McDonald's delivered.
Florence's mind. Yeah, like, what do you mean we don't have to go and get it? And I'm like, no, you're still here. They'll come.
Ronald McDonald will bring it to you himself.
That's not a thing anymore, Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, he's no. Gone. Grimace is still a thing with the big purple thing. That's weird.
That's bizarre. Anyway, see you later.
Dave's headphones are off.
We've loads of people.
Remember the Hamburglar.
Let's go, go, go. Here I go. Fully charged.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. What's going on? Happy Tuesday, the greatest day of the week.
Our favorite. Hey, I'm catching up with the one who got fired today.
Oh, good. Someone should. Someone should.
Just to check in.
Just check in on her, yeah.
How life is going.
I don't think she's doing too well.
Don't think she's like doing anything, really,
no,
is she?
Not at
no,
all.
I'm only joking. So the one who got fired is calling to my house later, and as you might remember, the one who got fired is a vegetarian.
Yes.
I have to prepare a vegetarian lunch.
Oh, do you?
Lads. So boring. I'm looking at all these options going, is it really
I guarantee
mean?
You were the one that said, will we have lunch? And she went, yeah, okay. So now you have to prepare a vegetarian lunch. Is that what happened?
Well, actually, what happened was, literally, was that the one who got fired is doing a run today out my area. Okay. So I presumed.
So she has to run back, that means?
I think the run will be done by me and then I'll get her to the Lewis or whatever.
Oh, you're going to drive her?
Yeah, after. But I was like, I presume after a long run, something carby on the table. But carby to me is like a gorgeous ham and cheese sambo.
Yeah, very good.
Is it just the cheese then, yeah?
Yeah, it seems so.
Yeah, that's it. So. Yeah.
You know, we knew her for 3 years. We probably should have asked her.
What she'd be into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because some of the options I'm seeing online aren't great. Spicy tofu noodle salad.
Oh, she'd love that.
Spicy bean and avocado. A burrito bowl with black beans. I don't even know where I'd buy this stuff. Where'd you get a tub of black beans?
I don't know, I'd imagine M&S or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You should go and you should treat her because she doesn't have a job or anything, you know what I mean? So she's probably not got a lot of food in the fridge.
True.
So, the poor creature.
Just nothing working out for her, is there?
Yeah.
Only joking. I can't wait to see the one who got fired later on today and make a burrito bowl with black.
Oh, look at you.
Delicious.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning and happy Tuesday, one and all. A good headline I saw this morning. Blokes. It was obviously written by an English fella.
Yeah.
Blokes with the name starting with two specific letters are biggest hunks, says study. So basically, guys with starting with two specific letters are the biggest rides, basically.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. Researchers have quizzed 2,000 people to ask them to reveal the names of the three hottest people they have ever known in real life. Okay.
Okay, not celebrities.
No, just the three hottest people they've known in real life they've met. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Including people they had dated, worked with, or were pals with, or maybe mutual friends with, right? So before we tell you the letters, I'll tell you the first letter of the hottest people I've ever seen.
You're going for the girlos.
I'm going for the girlos. Okay. You go for the guys.
Right, okay.
Right? So I'm going to go J.
J for a girl, so Gemma maybe, or Jennifer.
I'm going to go G.
Gemma maybe.
I'm going to go, of course, P.
Pippa, yeah.
Of course.
In there, yeah.
And a little bit of C as well thrown in there. So that's four. I'll give you four. Right. J, G, P, and C. What are your letters for the hottest people you have ever seen?
I'll go J because of my boy Jack.
J, okay. J wasn't on the list, was it?
It was. Of course.
See, Pippa listens to the show, so.
Yeah.
Love you, babe.
I'll go A and D as well.
A and D. Very good.
The D has nothing to do with you.
Well, interestingly enough that you say D, because guys with the first names beginning with D and T are the biggest rides.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. For women, fellas with the names beginning with D, like Donald Trump, Daniel Radcliffe and Daniel Craig, or T, like Timothy Chalamet, Tom Hardy and Tom Hiddleston, were in the top spot. All right.
Yeah, I've known a few hot T's.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think I know a T.
There's a T who, like, I'd have nothing to do with in terms of that way, but was like a family friend.
My Uncle Tom, but he's not that hot. There's women as well whose name starts with M or J, apparently, are the hottest. Okay,
okay,
to guys.
Again, what do we have for J there? Is that Jennifer? I'm really lacking with female names starting with J. I know you can go for Gemma. You can go for Jennifer. Jill, maybe?
Jess.
Jess? Oh.
Yeah. So we have M or J for women whose name starts with M or J are the hottest, apparently, for guys, right?
Okay.
Women whose names starting with M, like Millie Bobby Brown, Margot Robbie and Madonna, and obviously J, Jennifer Aniston, J-Lo and Julia Roberts. They're the most desirable, okay? So lads with names beginning with K and G were apparently the least sexy.
K and G.
K and G. Really, really sorry about that. You had G. Did you have G in yours?
No, I had J.
Oh, okay, you had J.
J, D and
N. And women whose names start with L or OR were judged to be the least hot. So for guys, let's go through it, okay? The hottest guys, the hottest guys' names begin with C with 7%.
Callum.
An M with 7%. An S, a T, and a D, right?
Okay.
Not hot guys, like really, really quite bad. The worst was K. Second worst was G, then E, then V, then F.
There's so, if you're so on that many list, hot Kevins. So many hot Kevins.
Is there hot
Kevins? I could name like five hot Kevins that I know.
Okay,
so mind that now, all UKs.
Well, the hot women in fifth place, E.
Oh!
7%.
Brilliant.
E.
Nice one.
You're up the top five. Well
top
done.
Top five, baby. You're come
not,
on,
you're,
ease.
You're not number one. Like
that's
me,
fine.
But, you know, it's fine.
No
fourth place was N, so well done if you have a
Naomi.
Beginning with N, yeah. Number three, P.
bit of pips.
Yeah, a bit of
girl pips. What else do you have with peanuts?
Penelope? Paula.
Oh, yeah, sure. Our friend Paula's a ride.
She is, in fairness. And Jay in second place.
Jay, again, we've gone over that one yet.
And hot women in first place, M. And then the least hot women. Are you ready for the least hot women?
Don't mind this now, girls. Don't listen to him.
In first place, L.
My sister's beautiful. Her name's Laura.
Then Orr.
Rebecca, beautiful girl out there.
Then Kay, sorry. I just made up a name. Sorry.
My mother, an absolute ride of a woman.
T again, making the list.
Yeah, all the Tamaras are beautiful.
And B. And if you're offended listening to this, don't worry, it's a load of nonsense. Absolutely nothing.
It's so interesting though, isn't it? I don't think I know an unhot Shane.
Really?
I think if you're going to name your kid Shane,
he's going to grow up to be a ride.
He's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful man. Come on, there's no such thing as a bad looking Shane.
No, true.
You're on Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
You might remember, I'm going to go back ages on this and tell you that my mom gifted me a ring of hers for Christmas, okay? She's worn this ring.
I think I remember something about this, yeah.
Yeah, you might remember listening. I might be like, oh yeah, I kind of half heard about that before. So basically, yeah, around Christmas time, she sat me and my sister down and said, look, my poor mom, she's got really bad arthritis in her hands and just her rings aren't fitting her at the moment, right? Because of her knuckles or whatever, she's in bits. So she handed over me and my sister like two of her rings and it was like really like special. It was like, oh my God, you know, like when you get gifted jewellery, it's more of a girl thing, I think, with their moms or their grannies or whatever. But like, it's real special because you're like, God, I have to take care of this now a lot for the rest of my life. It's something that she obviously worked hard for herself and blah, blah, blah. Some people are into jewellery, some people wouldn't be. I personally wouldn't be, but all of a sudden now, because my mom gifted me a ring and a few years ago my granny gifted me a ring, I'd be very protective of them, if you get me.
Okay.
The problem was, my mom handed me the ring, was I clearly have chubby old fingers like King Charles himself, fingers, because there was, for love nor money, the ring wouldn't go over. So you know the way you have your knuckle down here towards the base of your finger? Do you know, I call the top one like your upper knuckle.
Okay.
I don't know what to call that. You know, upper under knuckle, your nail.
Yeah.
Like, the ring wouldn't even go over my upper knuckle.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I realised I have big old fingers.
Your man must just have chipsticks, like, for her fingers.
Yeah, totally. So, I was devastated, because I was like, do you know when you get something like that, you're like, oh, I'm going to put that on now and never take it off. And, like, my mom was like, is there no going? And I was like, not even
a bit of butter.
No, nothing. And, like, the only ring finger it would fit me on is my baby finger, which you can't really be wearing it on. It just doesn't really look right. So anyway, that was grand. Off we went into the jewellers.
Your baby finger would have been nice. No, why not the baby finger?
It doesn't really work with a ring like that, Dave. It suits some of them, but not a ring like this. It's got like 5 diamonds on it. It's really nice. It's way too glam for my hand. But anyway, it just didn't really work in a baby finger, trust me. Right. You'd be like, geez, that looks a bit weird in there. Trust me. So we went off into the jewellers and again...
What rules with this ring?
I did realise again about the sausage fingers because as they were like sizing me up, oh, we went dramatically up the alphabet.
Okay.
All the sizes are by letter.
Yeah.
So it went up and up. Say if it was, this is wrong now, if you know ring sizes, you know I'm wrong. But say it was an F, we were moving up to a B.
Oh my God.
We were going way up,
Emma's
right?
Double B's. Yeah. You heard it here first.
So basically they were like, look, there's a lot of work that needs to be done with that then, because it's going to be such a change and so much work needs to be done that in order to protect the diamonds, this is going to take weeks to fix because they need to like mold
of course,
the ring back down and all around. Anyway, I had no idea, no clue what we'd be talking in terms of a price on this.
Okay.
But I kind of had hope, being like, sure, it's only a bit of gold. Like, just give it a hammer.
Yeah. Could have done it yourself.
Scam, lads. Scam.
Oh, go on.
€375.
To loosen a ring.
I was honestly shook. I was like, excuse me? Could have been flights over the summer and accommodation for a few days. Somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Now, so I'm looking at this ring being like, I love you, but Christ.
Yeah, 300. Christ. That's ridiculous. You should have done some exercises instead. You should have like lost weight. You should have lost weight specifically in your fingers.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like, that's a thing.
I'd imagine so. Yeah, if you do like push-ups or something with your fingers, so I'd imagine so. If you have your hand laid down flat on the floor, right?
Yeah,
and then on the table there, and you just lift up the one that you wanted to, just keep lifting it up. I'd imagine you'd use the weight, no bother. And if you want to do like an almost hot yoga thing, you could put on a glove.
and do the sit-ups.
Sweat it out.
With the finger, okay.
Sweat it out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
We're going to lift it up. And then there's also another thing you could do. You could do one of them. You know when people do it in the gym where they put on the stretchy waistband thing? You do that around your finger. Just sellotape your finger around to make it really, really small. Maybe push all the blood up to the top, yeah, fine. But you'll have a really, really skinny finger.
Nice. Have you ever broken a bone, everyone? Have you ever had a cast
Never had a cast on.
Well, when you have a cast on, you lose huge weight.
Well, there you go.
So I could just break my finger.
Get a cast
in
on.
A cast, and then go back saying, can I have a refund for me €375?
You'll have a gammy finger, but you will have 360 quid.
The finger that the ring is sitting on will be sideways, pointing in all different directions. It'll be fab. And Birds of a Feather. You know the way that song's about her brother Phineas and how much she loves him?
I love the way you asked me that. Like, you know the way... No, I hadn't a clue about that.
Have you never wondered what that song is about?
I never wonder what any
Birds
song is
about.
Birds
of a Feather, we should stick together.
Never even
cut from the same cloth.
Never even put that together.
Ah.
I don't understand how people listen to a song and go, I know exactly what this song means. I could listen to that the same way I could listen to any Joel Corry song and say, I still wouldn't be able to tell you what they're about.
Name me one lyric from any Joel Corry song.
Head and heart, whistle and your ex will come back to you or something. What is that stupid lyric?
I'll come back to you. I don't think that's Joel Corry.
Is that him? No.
No, that's Jack Jones. I've got a bed, but I'd rather
be in yours tonight. Is that Joel?
Yeah, that's Joel Corry.
That's the same amount of deepness.
Oh, I've got one. Ba 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 da da.
I thought you was going to say ba 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 baby bell.
Ba 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 to the top.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Gracie Abrams and That's So True on Spin with Emma and Dave. By all accounts, the gig looked great last night in the Three Arena.
It did.
I'm not sure if it was a nod to Paul Mescal or not, but you did say the Irish are the best and the hottest.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so there you are.
She's dead right.
What is the crack?
Hello.
Hi,
it's
Callum.
It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Oh, you've no idea. As soon as I came in and saw this on the sheet, I was so excited.
Every Tuesday, I will bring you a list of 10 things, and you have to fill the top 10 of those things. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I posed the question, can you tell me the 10 most followed people on Instagram? And it really annoyed people because the number one was
Instagram.
And that is not fair.
Boo.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you today's subject title. I have the top 10 list in front of me. Emma and Dave will battle it out in studio, taking turns one at a time to try and fill the top 10. They've 3 lives each. If they use all of their lives up, we'll throw it out to you listening, 0877111038, to see if you can complete the top 10 that they haven't completed.
There'll
be a cinema pass for everyone that you get. So here's
this went wild last week. So many people were getting in. It was the top 10 actors
last
year.
Oh, very good.
So definitely get involved if you think you haven't any ideas.
This is an interesting one this week. So what I've done is I had to do a bit of research on this. I am looking for the top 10 Simpsons characters who have had the most amount of dialogue in the show between 1989 and 2016.
Emma Nolan, sit down.
Why on earth?
I've got it.
This is not fair.
So I'm looking for the top 10 characters who you think have had the most lines in the show, the most words spoken in the show. We'll start with you, Emma. Now, think about, it's a top 10 list and it's The Simpsons.
Okay, Homer.
Homer is number one. Well done. That is a point for you. Ding.
Ding.
Okay, yeah.
And I think Bart.
Bart is number 3.
Oh,
well
interesting.
Well done, Dave. So that's a point for Dave and a point for Emma. I'll just give you the stats there. Homer has said, between that year period, 273,791 words.
Sorry, what was the year period?
89 to 2016.
Okay.
And Bart said 1,110 words. So that's like almost half. So we've got Homer and Bart. Go on.
Lisa.
Lisa is number 4.
Interesting.
Well done, Emma.
Marge.
Marge completes the top 4, so Marge is number 2.
Wow,
so
that Marge Homer speaks more than... Okay.
Homer is number 1, Marge is number 2, Bart is number 3, Lisa is number 4. Over to you, Emma.
Oh, do I have to give a name? Is it Patty, one of Marge's sisters?
Patty, one of Marge's sisters, doesn't make the top 23.
Oh.
So okay. That's not for you, Emma.
I am going to go with Mo Sizlak.
Mo Sizlak, Dave Hammond. Is number 6.
Come on!
So Dave has 3 points, Emma has 2 points, but Emma has also lost the life.
I'm starting. Flanders.
Ned Flanders
Yeah.
Number 8.
Oh, very good, Emma.
Well done, Emma. Back to you, Dave.
I'm going
to
say Apu Nahasapina Petalan.
Apu is number 14.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, crap.
It's a life lost for Dave.
Mo.
Mo has already been said, so that's that's an X for you, Emma. So you've one life remaining.
Okay, it needs to be someone obvious, and I'm gonna say, is it Dr. Hibbert?
Dr. Hibbert, number 18.
No, God, I suck at this.
So Emma, you've got 3 points and one life remaining. Dave, you've got 3 points and one life remaining.
I'm starting to run out of names. I don't know if this qualifies, okay. But the bully in school.
Nelson Muntz.
Nelson
Muntz is number 17.
Damn it. All right, that's me out.
So, Dave, you've either got a wrong answer or a right answer to win the week or tie the week.
Milhouse
Van Houten is number 13.
No! Oh, damn it, who is number 5?
So let me go through the list that we've got so far. I'm looking, and we are now looking, on 087-711-1038 for the top 10 Simpsons characters who have had the most amount of dialogue in the show between 1989 and 2016.
I just realised who it is.
We need you to complete the list. So Homer is number 1, Marge is number 2, Bart is number 3, Lisa is number 4, Moe is number 6, and Ned Flanders is number 8.
Great shout on that.
Four more characters. Message those characters right now to 087-711-1038. We'll get you on. And if you get one right, you get a cinema pass and you can keep playing until you want to stop.
I love this game.
Oh, so do I. It's great. And excellent topic, Callum, as well.
Thank
Fair
you.
Play. Get in touch with your guesses on 087-711-1038. New era now. It's Spin. All right, here we are, guys.
Yes, it's Top 10 Tuesday. It's our favourite game on a Tuesday. You can't play it any other week because it's called any other day of the week even.
It's called Top 10 Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not Top 10 Thursday.
No.
Top 10 Tuesday. It's where I give you a topic and you have to fill the top 10 of that list. So this morning we're looking for the top 10 Simpsons characters who have had the most dialogue in the show between 1989, when it first started, and 2016.
I think Emma did all right, to be fair.
Yeah,
why 2016, you ask? It's because that was the list that I found. And
okay,
that's
fair enough.
Up-to-date list. So Emma and Dave played in the studio and they got 3 points apiece. They managed to get 6 out of the top 10. They were Homer in number 1, Marge in number 2, Bart in number 3, Lisa in number 4, Moe the bartender in number 6, and Mr. Ned Flanders Howdly Doodly at number 8. So we're looking to fill positions 5, 7, 9, and 10.
We threw it out to you and we lost our lives, and Jade thinks she knows. What are you saying, Jade, in this list? Who are we missing?
So one of my guesses is Mr. Burns.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess for number 5.
Mr. Burns.
Is Mr. Burns in there, Callum?
Excellent. Mr. Burns features at number 5.
Yes,
oh,
damn
number
it.
Number 5. Well done.
I realised it after I was rage with myself.
Well done, Jade. That's one cinema pass. That's yours to take. Do you want to guess any more names? See if you can get some more.
My other one is Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown is number 9.
Oh, Jade!
Legend!
Krusty
okay.
Come on, you've 2 more. Can
that
you do it?
7 and 10, Jade.
Oh, God. Chief Wiggum.
Chief Wiggum is number 11.
Oh,
so it ends there, but we'll give you 2 cinema passes. Well done, Jade. Will I give you the other 2 so you're not wondering what it's going to be?
Go on,
please.
Number 10 was Grandpa Abe.
I was going to say Grandpa.
And number 7, Principal Seymour.
No way! Oh my God!
No, talked a lot.
But fair play to you, Jade. Mr. Burns and Krusty the Clown. That's 2 cinema passes. For
nice
you.
One, Jade. Congratulations. Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
Cheers, Jade. Bye bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Will I go through of some of the ones that didn't make the top 10?
Yeah, well, we know loads of them. Everyone else.
But there are some really interesting ones in there. So you know Homer's friends, Carl Carlson and Lenny
and
Leonard.
Lenny.
Lenny was number 15.
Okay.
Carl was number 20. Reverend Lovejoy came in at 21. Mayor Quimby, 23. And I found this one really interesting. You know Sideshow Bob?
Yes.
The Simpsons archer enemy. He's only appeared in 25 episodes of The Simpsons.
Really? So
there's,
iconic.
There's been 781 episodes of The Simpsons. He's played by Kelsey Grammer, a.k.a. your man, Frasier.
Yeah.
He features in the list at 22.
Wow.
He's only been in 25 episodes and he has had the 22nd most amount of dialogue in The Simpsons.
Because I suppose all the episodes with him in it are about
him.
Yeah,
it's all about him. Yeah. Smithers was number 16 as well. Mr. Burns was number
4. Can I ask, who was 12, 13, 14?
12, 13 and 14. Kent Brockman was number 12. Yeah,
that would make the most sense, of course.
Because he's doing the news and he's obviously the most amount to speak. Milhouse, Bart's friend, was number 13.
Yes.
Apu was number 14.
Ah, damn it.
I always remember the one with Sideshow Bob when I was a kid watching it at the dam. Do you remember that big episode?
Oh,
that
yes.
was real scary.
Him and his brother Cecil.
Yeah,
Cecil.
That was pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, there we go. A Top 10 Tuesday will be back next Tuesday after the bank holiday.
Can't wait. Thank God it's out on a Monday. It spins
fully charged, recharged. What's the crack?
Good morning. I had a bizarre day yesterday and it's all kind of down to my health once again. See, the thing is that I live with four other people, so it's a house of five people, so there's always food being delivered to the house, especially on the weekend. So yesterday, there was a load of food left over from that had been ordered on the weekend. Do you know what I mean? And all my housemates just leave the leftover food to me, which is great because they don't like reheated food.
Reheated?
It's an excellent system that we've created, right?
So they leave the leftovers in the fridge and you're like, I'll have one slice of that leftover Domino's, a
exactly.
bit of that, bit of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I will tell you what I had for dinner yesterday, but I'm also going to tell you how I lived my life, how I did my day. Do you know what I mean?
Please do.
After I came home from work, I had two slices of Apache pepperoni pizza, chips from the Chinese, and curry sauce, right? Then I cut the grass, which took about an hour because it was the first cut of the year, okay?
Did that last week.
Then I chilled out for a bit, and then I went for a 3K run, okay? Did the 3K run, came back, had a leftover spice bag. Curry sauce, unbelievable. Still hungry, two slices of toast. Wasn't hungry anymore. Went for a walk, came back, bowl of peanuts, pot noodle. That is everything I ate in the last 24 hours.
Can I ask you something really quickly? Because I've never been able to get it right. When you reheat chips in a spice bag, how do you do it?
I put it in reheat mode on the air fryer.
I have that and I've never been able to get it right. It's either too soggy or too crunchy.
Oh, they're mwah, perfection. Perfection. When you see, when you're eating food as long as I am.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Honestly, man, you really need to start looking after yourself.
I'm sorry. Looking after himself. He went for a
3K run and cut the grass.
It's all about balance.
Balance. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Spins
fully charged. Spins fully charged. Hello. Hello, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Do you know what? I came across a TikTok yesterday and I was just like, oh, for God's sake, let it go, right? Once again, it was from the king of ripping off spin, Simon Hennessy, okay? You know the guy who's on TikTok and he goes, spin, what out, try it. And it's like, okay, we don't do that anymore. But
he makes off that spin is like this real dated radio station that...
Yeah, basically.
Like, do you want to win a prize?
Yeah, do you want to win a prize? And is it meatball marinara or is it meatball Martin? So,
it's actually annoying because like, we don't sound like that,
no,
man.
We don't sound like that. However, he did a TikTok yesterday and it was just like, when you want to be a club DJ but all you've listened to is Dublin radio, and he made a song and the song sounds like this. Today's three-word weather update. Chicken fillet. If you've missed that, the three-word weather update was chicken fillet roll. And I'm like, come on, Simon, we don't do that anymore. Until Ava on the bloody news runs this story.
A chicken fillet order. Okay, like...
mayonnaise, spicy.
Oh, geez, no mayonnaise, no spice. I'm a salad kind of guy.
You're killing us, Ava.
Ava, like, get up here. Set us back 10 years.
10 years.
10 like, years.
That is another 50 Simon Hennessy videos we have to put up with that all our mates tagging us and they're going, ha ha, spear on a drink, chicken fillet roll. The 46A. Barry Keoghan. Crack.
That is so annoying.
A chicken fillet order. Okay, like...
mayonnaise, spicy.
Oh, geez, no mayonnaise, no spice.
Who cares?
I'm a salad kind of guy.
No one cares.
Oh, everyone comes across badly in that. He says he's a salad guy as well.
Who asked that?
God, Simon's sitting there going, here we go now. Here I'm going to go viral today.
Another video.
Crikey.
What did we say?
Who's
did we
that?
Say? We said, she sounds very like Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill vibes. Very like.
And
very
she has come out and said in the last few days that her biggest inspiration and who she wants to thank for everything is Miss Lauryn Hill.
Really?
So, there you go.
Very good.
You're listening to Spin. It is Emma and Dave. Good morning.
Listen, we've been teaming up with the Cut Price Jewellers to give away a €5,000 engagement ring this coming Friday. Cut Price Jewellers is located in the Liberties and they have high quality engagement rings and wedding bands for your big day in store and online.
The good thing about this as well is like we're not choosing, or the Cut Price Jewellers aren't choosing an engagement ring for you.
Yeah, right?
This
it's is like towards one,
something.
Isn't it?
Which is brilliant.
So at least you still get to put your own personality
stamp on us. Yeah. On Friday morning, we will be live from the Cut Price Jewellers. It's a very special show. We're going to have three couples battle it out for that £5,000 ring. And we've got to meet our couples.
Yeah, let's
this
meet
week.
Some couples.
So Anna applied. Anna and Fran have been together for 5 years and she's standing by this morning. How are you, Anna?
I'm good.
Okay, so listen, tell us about your relationship with Fran. You've been together 4 years now, yeah?
Yeah, we've been together 4 years. So we met 4 years ago. I was working in an after school, like a kind of summer camp thing. Mm-hmm. And he walked in and my boss said, "This is Fran, you're going to have to train him in." And basically, he didn't speak a word of English.
No.
So not only did I have to train him in, but I also had to teach him English.
Brilliant. So did you actually do the proper like grammar and everything with him, or was it just conversational English?
It was just conversational.
Very good.
I had a bit of Spanish, but thankfully we were able to manage.
Okay, so he's from Spain then, just to establish that, yeah.
He's from Spain.
Exactly. Okay, very nice.
A lovely Spaniard for you. Gorgeous, bit of a tan.
Exactly. So it's all very multicultural in our house. So yeah, we never looked back. And actually yesterday, we moved into the house we just bought together.
Stop. Congratulations. Yeah. That's unreal.
Thank you so much. So it's a mad week. And... obviously, here we are now talking to you guys.
Yeah, well, look, when it rains, it pours, Anna. Isn't that it? Like when there's one thing happening, it seems to all happen at the same time. So, have you had the conversation? The potential engagement conversation. What's the sus there?
We have. Well, it's kind of a presumption, that we know we're going to be together forever. We're the love of each other's lives, and it's always kind of been about cost. It's like we need somewhere to live. Are we going to get engaged now? We can't afford a ring, all that sort of
Anna,
thing.
That's kind of what
it's part of.
All I'll say is,
I love it. I love it. Tell me more.
But very, very cute though at the same time. That's adorable though. And congratulations on the new house. It's a very big week.
Thank you. It's an absolute mad week. I feel like I'm in a dream.
Yeah, I'd say
good.
So.
Good. Well, look, just remember to pinch yourself and enjoy every single bit of it, because sometimes we get so caught up in these things. So does Fran know that you're talking to us, and does he know where he needs to be on Friday to try and win this engagement ring? Is he aware?
He absolutely does.
Okay.
So he couldn't believe it when I told him that I had applied. And then we were jumping up and down when I got the message from Callum. So... it's all very exciting.
Very good. Okay. Well, luckily for you, Anna, that the finale game is a Spanish quiz. I wish. How's his English now? Will he be able to talk to us?
Well, he's a teacher, so I'd hope his English is good.
Okay, great. God, he really came on leaps and bounds in the last 4 years.
You must be an amazing teacher yourself.
I'd say he could speak English no bother. He just couldn't talk around you.
I know, yeah. It could have been a bit of a bit, because to be honest, he improved very quickly.
Yeah, there you go.
He was having you on, girl. He just wants to spend time with you. That's all.
It'll all come out Friday morning.
Exactly.
Listen, you never know. We could be getting down on one knee on Friday. We'll say no more.
Ooh, well.
I have to ask you very quickly. You just got a dog as well, so you're in a similar position. How's it going with the pup?
Oh, well.
Wild.
He's chewing all the skirting boards.
Yeah.
I know you have a pup now as well, Emma. And I was empathising because he's trying to destroy everything. It's very stressful.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it's a lot going on at the moment. Well, listen, we can't wait to meet yourself and Fran on Friday, Anna. Thanks for chatting to us and wishing you the best.
We can't wait to come. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Anna. Have a fantastic day. See you Friday.
See you Friday. Thanks a million, guys.
Bye.
I love Anna.
I know, she's class.
And so does Fran.
And this is the problem. We're going to fall in love with all of them.
I know.
And only one of them can win.
That's going to be tough.
That is going to be tough. We're going to be live from the Cut Price Jewellers on Friday morning, and we'll meet another couple who are taking part in this competition to win that €5,000 engagement ring this time on tomorrow's show.
That'll be some rock. on your finger.
Sure
5,000 euro worth.
Here's Crystal speaking of and the days it's been.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. I was online the other day and I came across a video of this girl who has a very, very odd phobia. And her mates have kind of taken advantage of that odd phobia. Not that they've taken advantage, but they're deciding to kind of put her into the depths of it, you know, throw her into the deep end and really get her to have exposure therapy. The thing that this girl is absolutely terrified of is the Cat in the Hat.
Is that a cartoon, yeah?
No, it's like it was a movie. I think it was your man who plays Austin Powers as well. Mike Myers, well done. Yeah, I think he plays Cat in the Hat in the movie. It was also a book. It was a very famous, you know, kids' book.
Yeah.
But they made it into a movie a couple of years ago. This girl on TikTok is absolutely terrified of the Cat in the Hat. Hates the way he looks, hates his outfit, hates absolutely everything. So her mates are doing complete exposure therapy, and every time she does something, they'll have a picture of the Cat in the Hat there.
Ah, the poor girl.
So you can have a listen to this. This is a moment that she opened the fridge or would like open the downstairs toilet, anything like that she'd open, and boom, there'd be a picture of the Cat in the Hat.
The poor girl, that's not very nice. Oh, I don't like it.
Absolutely terrified. And I do kind of feel bad for her, but I'm also like, it's such a bizarre phobia. And I got me thinking,
you can talk.
Well, you see, this is the thing. I do have bizarre phobias, but not that weird.
Mm.
I have a bizarre phobia in I hate balloons. I'm terrified of balloons. I don't like them. I think they're going to blow up at any point. I've gotten better as the years have gone on, but I really, really don't like them. I'm also terrified of horses. Don't understand them. Don't trust them. Don't get them. I'm sure they're absolutely fine. I just have a phobia of them. Nothing really that you could put a picture of in the fridge and me to go, ah! But they're still weird phobias.
If I put a horse in your sitting room, you wouldn't like it.
No, Peter, the horse is here. I was thinking, what are your weird phobias? And you may not necessarily have any, but I know you know someone who has a weird phobia and you need to talk about them right now. 087-711-103. Voice notes are completely welcome on this. I know my mate of mine is terrified of clowns. Not a weird one, not too wacky of a one, but it is kind of bizarre when you see them like in like a circus or whatever. They're not that scary. And the other one, a friend of mine is terrified of belly buttons.
Absolutely
terrified.
They're so weird.
Like, terrified of them. Does not like them at all.
There's an umbilical cord that used to feed you in there.
Yeah. Okay, we found the friend. It's Emma Nolan. Weird phobias. We would love to know yours or someone you know. We can keep you anonymous if it's really, really wacky. I know another mate of mine who's terrified of Michael Jackson, and I'd imagine they wouldn't want that aired. Another mate of mine, Shane, just texted me. He said, my mate is afraid of ketchup. See, there you go.
There you go.
I have another friend who's afraid of milk. Like, genuinely terrified of milk. I can't eat in the same room as milk. So if you have an example of this, 087-711-103, voice notes are welcome on the radio. Let us know.
And as Dave said as well, if you do want to be anonymous, that's absolutely fine.
Absolutely
too.
Absolutely fair.
087-711-103, your voice notes, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tate McRae in Sports Car here at Spin, your number one hit music station.
I'm kind of afraid of that, to be honest.
The song,
yeah, it's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what it reminds me? It reminds me of one of the Pussycat Dolls songs. I don't know which one.
I'm like, you can in it.
Yeah,
it's even actually worse when I do.
It's
scary when I do.
And it ties in perfectly with what we're talking about in the show this morning. We're talking about your weird phobias. Reason being, I came across a TikTok the other day of this girl who was absolutely terrified of the Cat in the Hat, which I find hilarious because I love the Cat in the Hat. So we were asking on the show, what are your weird phobias? Your weird and wonderful. And you can be anonymous if you want. 087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome. And if they're, a little bit, maybe someone you know, slag them. Come on, and tell us about someone you know who's terrified of something stupid.
Kira sent us this voice note.
Hey Spin, I know a really weird phobia, and I know more than one person has this phobia. So, because I thought my friend was making it up, because they reacted kind of like that girl. It's ketchup.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. More than one person has this. I remember squirting ketchup on the plate and then he didn't really jump, so I squirted on him and oh my god, I got in trouble. Very weird. Where's the mayo haters out?
Kira, are you sure you didn't just give him the phobia by squirting ketchup on him?
My girlfriend's like this though. She absolutely hates ketchup, like terrified of it, and cheese as well. I sometimes send her videos of me eating Doritos with nacho cheese sauce just to freak her out. She hates it. Such a weird phobia. So we want to know yours. 087-711-1038. this morning on the show, we're asking you about your weird phobias because we know you have them, you little weirdo. Or maybe someone you know has a weird phobia. 087-711-1038.
What we haven't mentioned, Dave, is your fear of bananas. You really don't like being around bananas.
Yeah, see, I was really hoping you wouldn't even bring that up because I just don't even like talking about them. Don't even like talking about it. I hate them. They're not the right colour, they're not the right shape, they're not the right texture, everything, smell, everything. I hate them. But a lot of people have weird fears as well, like balloons or horses. Kira was on earlier on. She was talking about her mate's fear of ketchup. And a lot of people seem to have a fear of ketchup, including a couple of mates of mine. But then she said, where are all the mayo haters at?
I think we found one here, honest with you.
I have a fear of mayo, especially when it dries up a little bit on the side of a plate. I'd rather bend the plate than rinse it.
This is someone who wants to be anonymous, so we threw that through AI.
I'd rather bend the plate than rinse it.
And I do kind of agree, though, when it, and it doesn't freak me out like that now, I'm not going to say I have a phobia of it, but I get what you mean. When mayo gets kind of crusty and dries up on the side of a plate,
there is no, like, when you describe mayo as crusty, yes, obviously everyone's going to have a fear of it then. But you know what I actually just realised I have a fear of?
What?
Touching food on a plate after I'm done. Do you know what I mean? Say, you know, like waiters come along and they'll take your plates and I'm like, your thumb has just touched the food that I've eaten.
Fair.
Are you okay?
It's a good point.
I'm like, I feel so sorry for you.
Emma standing by there. Emma, is it true you're scared of E.T.?
Yeah, E.T. He lived in my house in Rohini.
Yeah, he lived in her inner mind. And on WhatsApp, she said even typing the words, the letters E.T. were making her want to vomit there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah, to be fair now, he doesn't look the best, Emma.
No, he doesn't.
But he's only a little small fella.
Just see the end of his finger.
He means
long sausage fingers.
He means no harm. Okay, fair enough. And so what? Did you used to think he lived in your house
in Rohini?
Yeah, he lived in the attic.
In your mind, or did your dad tell you that to make you not go up in the attic?
No, I was convinced that's where he lived. Just upstairs.
Oh my God.
Emma,
what is it about him, Emma?
Oh, I don't know. I just got a fear of him.
Really? You just don't like the look of him?
Yeah, it was everything.
Oh, no.
And as I said, on a Friday, I'd be collect from farming school and I'd be offered chipper from the chipper.
Yeah.
And if I didn't watch E.T., I never got the chips.
Oh, my God.
That's so mean. That's not fair.
I know.
Emma.
Emma, terrible. You've had an awful life. I'm so sorry.
I've had, didn't I? I wasn't loved.
Cheers, Cal.
Emma, have a great day. We're so sorry. That is exposure therapy talking about it.
Okay. Thanks, bye.
Good luck, Emma.
Bye.
No, we just unearthed some trauma there from poor Emma.
Claire was in touch as well. Send us a voice note.
My phobia is cats. Absolutely terrified. If I'm walking down the street and I see a cat come towards me, I'm definitely crossing the road. But there has been occasions where I've done that and the cat like follows me, so yeah. I'm like, I have a reason to be afraid, I believe. But yeah, I don't think mine is as weird of a phobia now that I just hear that your friend is afraid of milk.
Yeah, true. So they're fair. Terrified of milk. But cats, I think, is a bit of a weird one because you don't hear about that as much. You hear more about dogs. You kind of look at a little furry cat thing. You're like, that's not going to go near me.
I don't know. They're kind of evil looking though.
Yeah,
it's like they can see into your soul or something. I kind of used to
not like cats, but now I'm kind of totally on board with
them. Are you?
Yeah, I think they're a bit of crack. Yeah. Yeah, a bit of crack.
This person wants to be anonymous. They sent us a voice note. So just before you hear this, if it sounds a bit funky, it's because we've kind of altered this person's voice.
I have a phobia of ears. When I was small, I was playing in my next door neighbor's house, and one of the girls said to me, "There's something crawling up your shoulder into your ear." And I freaked out and I was like, what is it? And it was an earwig.
Yeah.
So ever since, I've been terrified of also just like the cartilage in your ear. It's just, it freaks me out. If anything touches off my ear, like I'm 21 and I don't have my ears pierced.
I was thinking.
I'm terrified.
No piercings for you.
Yeah, no, totally. What about answering the phone and all? Yeah.
What, the phone up to your ear?
Yeah, no, don't. Not
do you know when? Do you know what would be the worst thing ever for that person?
What?
When you face some of your parents and they answer and they put the phone up to their ear.
And you can just see,
and you just see their ear.
Yeah,
you
see their earwax. Okay, so come on, tell us, what are your weird phobias? We'd love to hear from you. And as you've heard, we can keep you anonymous if you'd like to be as well. 087 711 1073. That's our number. Get involved. Send your voice notes if it suits. Aggie was in touch.
Emma, you're not alone here with the belly buttons. I absolutely feel disgusted when someone is poking their own belly button. No, I just can't. Like, belly buttons for me could not exist if they didn't have to. And eyeballs. I don't know how people can change their own contact lenses or touch their eyeballs. It's a no-go for me.
Yeah, eyes are a bit gross.
The eyeballs one is an interesting one. Yeah. I can't really touch behind my ear, like where the where your lobe is. Mm. I can't really touch that. I don't really like that.
Oh, I think it's lovely back there.
Or like
there.
Behind the knee.
It's real soft. Like that. No, oh, that's lovely and soft.
I don't like that, no.
What about the middle of the front of your elbow?
Yeah, don't like that either.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Some people have wanted to be anonymous on this. We've taken your messages and thrown them through an AI system like this one.
My brother-in-law is terrified of any form of Tato or crisps. Hmm. Like even to be in the same room as an open pack would send him over the edge.
That's such a bizarre one. Like, that's so weird. Do you think it's a Mr. Tato trauma? Like, like he's fine with Walkers. Like, he just... really English.
The Gary Lineker front is no problem. Mr. Tato, not for me. Molly was on.
My sister's worst phobia is she's afraid of a wet wooden spoon. The feeling of it. If you literally chase her around the house, she will scream and run into every single room.
A wet...
So that you don't touch her with that wet wooden spoon.
A wet wooden spoon.
Do you know what?
That's so specific.
I'm not afraid of it.
How would you
understand
find that out?
Wet wood is weird.
It
and then
is
you
a bit
cook
odd.
With it.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
But it's just so specific. I don't know.
Now, this person also wants to be anonymous.
I'm massively afraid of the wooden cutlery that's replaced plastic cutlery. It's disgusting. Shouldn't be made.
See, yeah, there you go. That's like, so interesting. Fell in our lap.
I don't like that at all. It's like you might get a splinter or something if you're eating a burrito or something.
Yeah, totally, Callum.
We've just got a text through, an SMS. And this is completely understandable why you'd be traumatized.
I have a photo of SMSs that
I was blowing up balloons on Valentine's night for a surprise, and one popped in my eye. Was totally blinded. Ended up in A&E at 2 a.m. for eye drops. Couldn't see for a few days. Valentine's ruined. Afraid of balloons. That's fair.
That's absolutely fair.
Yeah,
that's not
trauma.
An irrational. That's not a weird phobia.
Yeah,
like,
but that's scary.
Isn't a phobia something that's more so irrational?
I don't know. Like
phobia is just
what you're scared of.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Alana was on then as well.
Good morning, Dave and Emma. My weird fear is cotton pads and cotton wool. When it, like, I don't know if you're ever taking your makeup off and the cotton pad, like, separates because it got, like, a little bit damp.
Yeah.
And you can hear the two pads rubbing off each other.
Yeah.
Or with a cotton ball, if you, like, rub it between your fingers and you hear the way it, like, scratches and rubs, oh, my God, it makes my skin crawl. And I despise it. And that is my weird fear. My regular fear is spiders, but that's really
hard. Yeah, I have the spiders thing as well. I don't have the cotton wool thing.
Alana, this is going to really just be careful now. Hand on the dial. Growing up, my granny in her bathroom had like this little kind of ball container, and in it was individual balls of cotton wool that she'd take out one by one.
You're a bunch of freaks.
And
I love this.
You're on the pad and you're rubbing your makeup off, and then it separates from one another. Oh, lads, it's disgusting.
Yeah, no,
yeah, I think you just set me off there. I actually forgot about that. Roisin is standing by. What's your weird fear, Roisin?
Oh, like shiny paper, like. Cardboard bits, you know, the top of a Cornetto where you take the circle, you wipe it off.
Oh yeah,
Roisin, okay. I'm so with you. I'm so with you.
Vile. Or like the leaflets that you get in the door.
Yeah, you know. Can I ask you? Because I have another one that I feel like I've never really met anyone who instantly said shiny paper, because I'm terrified of that as well. And I know I'm going to sound like an absolute freak, but here we go. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to be vulnerable. What do you think about the material that cars are made from?
Oh no! Like if I've nails or anything, and no.
Roisin, I've found my person.
Breaking off it.
I have found my person. I am terrified.
So Roisin and Dave, sorry. When it comes to like wrapping a present,
that's
wrapping
fine.
Paper. That's going to be shiny sometimes.
It depends on the paper.
Yeah, it depends on the paper. I'd be more afraid of the underneath, the white part of the wrapping paper than I would be of the shiny, like...
Scrapes off it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I have to rub something a bit rough after touching something like that.
Oh, God, I'm actually shivering now even just thinking about it.
I'm rubbing my jumper now.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Oh, my God!
Oh, Roisin, we're just two freaks.
Listen, thank you so much for that, Roisin.
Thanks, Roisin. Bye.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged.
Every day, we're spins.
let's go.
Good morning. Hope you're well.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Tuesday. Oh, but it was a bad Monday. It was a bad Monday. Reason being that if you, maybe you work in a corporate world as well. They do these things now called phishing emails, right, where they try and catch you out and they try and get you to click on a link to be like, hey, you weren't supposed to click on that link because that would have been a scam.
Okay, so you're talking about the tech departments in these places are doing this to staff to make sure that they don't breach it.
Exactly. So our IT department set up these phishing scam emails just to send out to all of the company. And they're like, hey, just, you know what I mean, why don't you click this? And so I got an email yesterday from DocuSign, whatever the hell that is. And I will be honest, I clicked on it. Okay, right, fine. I clicked, fine. Hold my hands up, I clicked on it. Reason I clicked on it, because I'm so good at this stuff. I genuinely am. I think you have to be up very early to catch me when it comes to like scams and stuff like that. But the reason I saw this was because we also got an email 2 minutes before that email came in from our head of HR, right? So in my head, I saw head of HR, Annette, DocuSign. So I read, hey, you have received a new document to review and sign. I was like, what's Annette sending me? Click, log into my email. Oops, David Hammond, you just got fished by one of our Bauer cyber ninjas. Don't worry, it can happen to anyone. No! No, it's not supposed to happen to anyone. It's not never supposed to happen to me.
Of all the people, you're the least person that I thought.
If Emma Nolan said to me I got scammed, I'd be like, yeah, pick. My God.
We were sitting here yesterday and you'd left. I was still here, right? And I saw the email come in and I was like, because it does make you panic going, is my contract after changing?
That's what I thought.
What's after happening here? Like, are they firing me? So I was very curious. Before I clicked, I just turned to Callum and went, that looks a bit dodgy, doesn't it? And then with that, what saved me was loads of people sitting around us was like, yeah, what's this? What's this thing?
Oh, God.
So I was in a surrounding. But if I was on my own out in the world in my, you know what I mean, having left work,
yeah.
I
was walking down Jury Street and I was like, and I remember signing into my email and being like, why is it not, because usually you can, your phone remembers your email. And it's just like, you usually click into email and it's like, do you want to use this email? Yes. Do you want to use this password? Yes. None of that was coming up. I had to go and find what my password was and then put it in. So it took ages for me and for then to go, tick. So annoying.
Are you in trouble now?
I think I have to do a bloody course.
Oh,
I could teach this course.
About practicing safety online.
Oh, God.
It's putting the whole station into disrepute.
Tell me.
Trouble.
Thank God it was fake.
Okay, we're back to this music because you might remember, or maybe you've seen the story online. We were telling you that. I don't want to call him Sausage Fingers anymore. Producer Colin has written King Sausage Fingers himself. Do you know what?
If the English man has no problem calling him King Sausage Finger, either should you.
He is King Sausage Fingers.
Is that what he's known as?
Well, it's what he's known as in this room.
Okay, right, well. We're talking about King Charles.
Yeah.
He and his massive fingers were hosting his very
massive
own
fingers.
Radio show on Apple Music called The King's Music Room.
I actually think this is a really good idea, like a good concept.
We were predicting the kind of royal songs or the rich-infused songs that he might play. Callum?
His big fingers are great for pressing the next button, the next song and everything.
No, they work really well. So basically, this show, the whole idea is that it humanises him, I suppose, and he showcases some of his favourite songs from across the world. And this is how he went and introduced the show.
Welcome to The King's Music Room.
I was rather surprised, but delighted, when I was asked whether I might be prepared to share some of the songs which I've enjoyed over many years.
Now, I don't think, like, normally
ever
in radio
opened his teeth. Rather. Yes, spiffing.
Yeah, yes,
delighted.
Darling.
I was delighted.
No, I know what you mean, with your teeth closed.
Delighted. Like that.
Well, the first thing he should have done is introduce the show, which he didn't do, which isn't great. I'm amazed by how much I can speak with my teeth classic.
Yeah, it should have been, good morning.
Good morning and welcome.
Hello, I am King Sausage Fingers.
King Sausage Fingers.
He played 17 songs, so there's obviously no ad breaks over there, what? In his hour long, or no news and sport to get through either.
Imagine him doing the traffic up there.
Ava, what is going on in Buckingham Palace?
Emily, what is the traffic like around? So yeah, 17 songs he managed.
Coming up, it's the cash machine.
If you'd like to win lots of money, which is just the random money that
it's
I
just
look
around
at,
the corner
day, it's on the way next. Dave, I'm going to play you a couple of songs, and your job is to guess whether it featured in his show or not.
Go.
All right. So.
say. Although he was a little, he was like a.
Is he a fan of Kylie Minogue, All the Lovers? Did he play that song at his show?
Yes, he is a fan of Kylie Minogue. He did play it on the show.
How do you know he's a fan of Kylie Minogue?
I feel like I've watched, seen him singing something in The Crown or something like that.
Oh, right, okay. He didn't play All the Lovers, but he did play a really old Kylie song, which she played at Electric Picnic last year, and it was class Locomotion.
Oh, yeah, I do like that one. Okay, so I was wrong.
Kylie did feature.
That's not fair. It should be Kylie did feature, but not that song. Ridiculous.
Did the King play this song? Don't make me
work so we can work, work it out. Michael
Bublé. Can you imagine rocking around Buckingham Palace with a bit of a shimmy to Michael Bublé?
I just haven't met you yet. I'm going to say no, he didn't.
He did.
Did he?
Here's how he introduced us.
Here is another such global artist, this time from Canada.
Grace.
Michael Bublé.
Oh, gosh.
With Haven't Met You Yet.
Spin 1038. What's the station name, Charles?
All the gang in BBC Radio 6, you're fine. All right, you're fine. He's not coming for
you. He's grand. Fine.
All right, moving on. Did he play this? I don't have to guess the color of your underwear. Already know what you got going on down there. Oh, Spiffin, darling, I love that one from Billie Eilish. I think it's about their underwear.
From Birmingham. Spiffin, darling. Spiffing. Now, I don't think he played Charlie X. Well,
I wish he did, but no, he did not.
That would be too offensive.
What about this one then?
Bon Jovi? Yeah, he strikes me as the kind of person who'd play that song to make it seem like he likes that song.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't.
He
like
doesn't.
That
he
song.
Likes Pavarotti and that's it.
Isn't it mad that like his sons, like the likes of Harry and William, have done loads of stuff like this over the years, but he's never dipped his toe into this world. And to go with Apple Music as well, rather than the Biebs, is a bit mad, rather than the BBC. He didn't play Living on a Prayer.
Did he not?
No. One more.
This sucks. I think, yeah, he must have done, but like, I don't know why.
He loves it.
Does he?
He loves it. He played it, and this is how he introduced it.
Go on.
Prepare yourself for really slick radio here.
Therefore, here is one of the Trust's most faithful supporters.
What?
The incomparable Beyoncé with the song Crazy in Love.
And
incidentally, I would like to congratulate her for winning her first album of the year Grammy.
Did he just look at Beyoncé's name and go, that must be French, Beyoncé?
He also definitely included that because he wants to scratch her back. She's obviously given money to some of his charities. That's what's going on there.
Right.
So it's all a farce. He hates Michael Bublé as well.
Yeah, at the end of it, he was like, I'd also like to thank Beyoncé just because I should. Yeah.
And a man called Richard who gave a great donation yesterday.
Good man. Did you ever have someone that you know, someone in your life, who you just think, they have a fake job. That's not a real job. And what I mean by fake job is, I mean like, how do they get paid to do what they do?
Because it's so good.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sure many people think that about their, you know, our jobs as well. Like, they're like, how do they get paid to do what they do? All they do is read a few silly stories on, you know, in the mornings or whatever like that. But my friend, right, she's a salesperson. Very, very big job. So big that she won't let me talk about her job. I can only say that she's a salesperson. And the reason that I had to ask her for something, so she was like, why are you talking about me on the radio? I was like, yeah. She was like, okay, you're not allowed to mention absolutely anything.
Really?
I was like, great. So there's
a fake name.
There's a lot of red tape. All right, let's call her Neve.
All right, Neve.
So Neve is a salesperson, right? So the reason it came to mind was because I was watching Neve's Snapchat story.
Snapchat, the other day. David?
Yeah, her and like, my housemates are the only people in the world I know who use Snapchat, so I have to use it because they use it all the time. So she has Snapchat and she uploads her story, and she's using it the other day. Basically, she goes to work and she's abroad. She's like, you know, she's had to take a flight somewhere, and she ended up having a meeting in a cabana, right? And the reason I know this is because she posted a screenshot of her being like, guys, where's the meeting? And the people she worked with, they're like, it's in the cabana.
What's the cabana?
A cabana is a hut, right? That kind of shields you from the sun.
Right.
On a beach or in a swimming pool or something like that.
Okay.
So like, very clearly not in Ireland for this. And she replies in the text, how do I get to the cabana? And the response to the text was, you need to take the lazy river. for a meeting.
What?
So she hops in her Lilo.
No,
and floats up the lazy river gets off. How are you, lads? Right, let's talk about sales. In the cabana. The most bizarre transport for a meeting I've ever heard in my entire life.
Did she document her journey?
Yeah, she did. But she was just like, this is my transport for the meeting I have later on. I was like, this is absolutely bizarre. So off she goes in her little Lilo. I texted yesterday asking where she had been for work in the last 12 months. And that's when I had to tell her I was doing all of this. And she was like, right, you're not allowed to mention anything, okay? But she did send me the list of the places she has been for work in the last 12 months. Mm. Chicago, twice. Amsterdam, twice. Miami. Do you know why she was in Miami? Because she had a client at the Formula One race.
Oh, brilliant.
That she needed to go and check him. So
the way to that meeting was do a few, two laps of the course backwards and then hop there out and go meet your client.
The Bahamas. Look. London. Alicante. Why are you going to Alicante for a meeting? I have no idea. Lagos. San Francisco. Not once, but twice. Bristol. All right. Dallas. Arizona. Val Thrones. Don't even know what that is. Absolutely insane.
Val Thrones sounds like a type of cooking oil.
And Niamh is still like, ugh, sometimes my job. I'm like, Niamh, you can shut up. The amount of places you've been, unbelievable. Do you know where we've been in the last 12 months for work? I have the list, Emma.
Oh, brilliant.
The Hellfire Club.
For work, yeah, for video.
North Earl Street to see the portal and do a little funeral for it. We went to Ballymount for a day. We were in Blanchardstown twice and then we went to Dundrum. That's where we've been. And she's been to Val Thrones or whatever the hell that is.
No lazy river around here?
Nope.
No. We did go for a spin around Mandela Park, though.
We did. We went to Kildare. Thank you. Adding it to the list. Take that, Niamh.
We got to go around in a hyper big super sports car.
Exactly. Get ready.
Spin 103's golden ticket.
Hey. All right, we want to send you off on your holidays to Fuerteventura.
So badly we want to send you.
Well, we don't want to be hanging on to this for too long. We want you to go and enjoy it and get yourself booked.
Yeah, what if it doesn't go until like November? They'll be freezing over there.
That's no good.
Win it before then.
We'll sort you out with your flights. 7 nights at the Pier and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura. You can just kick back, relax, enjoy the sun, wear your sun cream, read a book, listen to a podcast, listen to Spin, whatever.
That sounds like the dream.
All but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. On to give the game a go. To win this morning is Shane. How are you?
Not too bad.
Shane, do you want to play the golden ticket today?
Yeah, I would love
all
to.
Right. Would you?
So what are you up to this morning, Shane?
I'm literally just on my break now. I've done my skill runs and all this morning.
You're on your break? What time were you working since?
I'm in since 7.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then you had to go do the school run?
I've done the skill runs,
Shane, I don't mean to make you feel uncomfortable, but earlier, much earlier on the show this morning, I don't know if you're with us, Dave was telling us about apparently the most attractive names or the first letters of people's names that are the most attractive in the world. And I quite bravely said I've never, ever known an unattractive Shane.
There you go,
Shane. Are you all right, Shane?
Yeah, that's it,
Brilliant.
He is.
I trust you. With a name like Shane, I believe every word of it.
Emma, stop flirting with the callers, for God's sake. And Shane, what do? That you have to go back to work?
I'm not back out till 1 o'clock, so I'll have to go back to the skills then and collect them then.
That's a long break. And what do you do for work?
Drive buses.
You drive buses. You're on the split shift, Shane, are you?
Yeah, handy.
Fair play. Okay, it's a tough gig though, I'd imagine. And you're in need of a holiday, I'd imagine.
I am, yeah, definitely.
When's the last time you had some sun?
I haven't been away in about 4 years.
Oh, Shane, it's definitely about time. Now, when you're in the buses, are you listening to the radio?
I am, yeah.
Well, then I think we have a good player on our hands.
Here we go. Yeah.
This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket, Shane. Have you heard this game before?
No, I haven't been really listening in on it.
All right, so you're listening on the buses, but you're not listening to Spin. Is that what you're telling us, Shane?
I do listen to Spin, but I do be up to me oil.
Of course. Yeah. That's absolutely fair.
Shouting in the back, throwing paper around.
All right, well.
Yeah, that's it, messing on the bus.
Yeah, well, Shane, let me explain this game to you, right? This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess them. If you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, here's some like things to help you out. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration, you only need to mention one artist, all right?
Okay.
There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different tune. Okay, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap and we'll go back to the original time that you did from the last one and we'll get a new song and hopefully you'll know that one. Does that make sense, Shane?
Right, yeah, hopefully.
When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Now, Shane, if you had any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No.
You're all set? All right, Shane, where are you from?
Donamead.
Shane from Donamead, the best
Shane,
of luck.
Shane, the big ride from Donamead.
That's him. All right, Shane, here we go. We got 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me
Swap it out. All right, let's swap it out. The most the most famous song in the last year, I'd say Shaboozy, that was.
That was a bar song, Shane, but don't be stressing yourself. We're back to 25 seconds and we're off to a brand new start.
I think you'll know this one, Shane. Let's go for a brand new song one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, no.
What would you would you know?
Definitely not that one.
Shane, you're not listening to Spin at all, boy.
It's three letters. Guess the letters.
I can't remember. No, I don't know it.
That's okay.
All right, you have three. You have two. Swap. You have one. You can't swap, and there's your time.
This man's listening to Radio Nova on the school. Not a, who are you kidding?
Not a spin has been played.
Shane, what's our name?
What's our name?
Yeah,
I don't know. Mute with
name. Oh, God. Shane, how did you get this number? Because you definitely weren't listening to spin. You definitely weren't listening to spin. Shane, we had an absolute pleasure. That was Rosé and Bruno Mars. It was called APT. Would you have got it in the end? Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks very much.
He's gone. Bye, Shane.
Shane, have a great day.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Back over to Nova with you. Bye.
Hasn't a clue.
I'm Emma.
That's
this is Dave.
I'm Dave. How are you?
Nice to meet you, Shane. All right. We'll try and give it away tomorrow, will we?
I've never met someone who was accidentally listening.
I love
Do you know what I mean?
Shane is my favourite. He's like, oh, Jesus, I'm caught out. As head of HR, maybe don't send such a distracting email to David Hammond when he's
this
trying to focus on the show.
This is the greatest email we've ever got. Happy Tuesday, everyone. To celebrate, there's something going on. College Football Classic's coming to town soon. They want to celebrate. They're bringing in cheerleaders. They're gonna do a performance on the balcony.
In like 10 minutes.
This is great.
They've been in and out the door going, are the cheerleaders here yet?
Are they here?
Are the cheerleaders here yet? God almighty. Good morning, Pippa.
It's going to be a whole load of Phil Dunphys, isn't it? I'm going to be fuming if it is.